create another project. Yeah, I know I'm like an idea fountain here, but I mean, ideas have to come through someone, you could say it. I mean, they're just coming to me, so take it for what they are, okay? But this is about, well, it's an idea that doesn't come from me, but it's been, let's say, gradually budding, one of those possible projects that could be good. And what we discussed so far was a free food serving here in Stockholm, much like the one that the Christians have, Stadsmission and the City Mission, and they do a lot of good. But we would do it with Christian vegetarian food, and people who come and then, of course, maybe there could be a little library there where you can sit and read. Of course, we need guards to make sure that it doesn't get wild. Things like that. This is how we used to do it in the old days. A little temple room to meditate in, and so on. It's the Hare Krishna, the way, you know, you can have caps there. MKGA, make Krishna great again. What for Krishna is always great? Something. Krishna consciousness. HK, to make Hare Krishna's great again. Because there used to be some thought like that in the 70s, 60s, that yeah, these people are doing a lot of good, handing out free vegetarian food, and therefore they don't use drugs and they live simple lives. And I mean, that's good, right? So I really believe that such a program, and I even say I would be willing to help myself to get it started if there are others involved too, like a team. That's the key here. Each one can say in advance how much they can and have to and are expected to and want to contribute. Then it's realistic, then it's fair, then it's win-win, then it's fun. The world is working together. So yeah, then another thing that has bothered my mind for many years are these poor homeless people here in Stockholm. They are there. And that's the point here, which I think should be the slogan for this project, that everyone should have a home and food. Clothes you can always get somewhere, but a home and food. No matter who you are, what drugs or this or that you are on, and how, what's your health and condition, you should have a home and food. Somewhere to live, a bed. Whether it is, you know, some kind of treatment home or an apartment, ever so small, or a room in some kind of commune setting, a bed, a room, a home. And they say, if you see something happening that is not right, that is hurting people, that shouldn't happen, and you don't do anything, if you can, you remain passive, then you are part of the crime. Because what we see behind all of this is a crime. Leaders not doing their duty, not living up to their responsibility of taking care of the citizens. And I say it should be written into, if you want to have a political party that I would vote for, put that as a slogan. Everyone should have a home and food every day. And then actually live up to those promises and make it so, rather than spending money, tax money, on buying, making weapons. Buying weapons from the USA. Did you know that? That's where these 5% of the gross national product of every country in Europe should be used for. Buying weapons from the US of A. Industrial military complex. Anyway, so yeah, forgot what I was talking about, but that was it.